Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it is, believe it or not, January 31st, 2018, as we are closing out the month of January, and we are starting off the month of February 2018, and I'm praying and hoping that every entrepreneur out here at the sound of my voice has put together a solid game plan for growing and marketing their business like clockwork for this year, 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a great opportunity. We're going to be talking about great things today on the show. I'm super excited in reference to all of the entrepreneurs that I've helped build their websites and making sure that their websites are top-notch, not only that, but is also a marketing tool, again, that you can utilize to build your brand, your business, if you have a productive and interactive website. And our topic today, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be how to turn your website into a lead generating machine. And all of my clients and all of my business owners that talk to me ask these questions all the time. Ed, what can I do to generate traffic on my website? First of all, I always do a website evaluation to make sure that everybody has the up-to-date perks, things that they need to draw the attraction of their target market. And number two, also knowing their target market to make sure that they can give the business owners feedback. If you are a product business, you definitely want to have that. Even if you are a service business, you want to have that as well. But if you do a little bit of both, which most of my clients, we talk about multiple streams of income, how can, as a business owner, can I add a little thing to my company, my business, to generate some additional revenue to cover other costs or expenses that I may have? Well, this is one of the things you can do, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a brick-and-mortar location, you also want to have an online location or internet-based business where you can generate it 24/7. And I share this with a lot of business owners who think that, well, I don't have the time or I may not have the know-how to get on and to view and look at these things that's going on my website. But, ladies and gentlemen, today is the day that you get it going. Today is the day that you really start focusing on working like clockwork and becoming wise master builders so that way you can do what it takes to grow. And right now, the online internet business is booming. It's booming like never before. And we have shared this 5 years ago. And, you know, when I first started doing this radio show in 2012, I said the same thing. The internet business is booming. And it's going to continue to boom because, again, we are now products of what's happening with the internet boom. And so now that we can order online, we can have things shipped directly to us, we can continue to search and see what we need information-wise, as well as any product and service that we might need for our daily use. So these opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss out. As an aspiring entrepreneur, as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, church or nonprofit organization, you want to have something where people can purchase online. I look at all of the entities and industries that are doing that now in the marketplace where they're generating additional revenue online. And I talk about it because to generate a lead generation machine, to make your website a lead generating machine, is you have to have something where people can fill out, give feedback, and make sure that you follow up within a 24 to 48 hour period. And as long as you do, the fortune is in the follow-up. If you follow up within a 24 to 48 hour period, ladies and gentlemen, you have the opportunity to maximize the moment in reference to what your customers are asking for. And here's the thing. If you get a lot of inquiries, you're doing well. If you're not getting any inquiries, your website needs work. And I say this because notice if you go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, people can basically schedule an appointment with me to talk or to share about whatever project they want to complete, whether it's a website, marketing campaigns, also being a guest on this show, and a lot of different things that we can talk about. We can talk about marketing materials, print work, logos for their business. We do all of that at Global Touch Enterprise. But here on GTE Professional Network Radio, which is an extension of that, we basically are now sharing information to help you on Wealth Wednesday. And this is Wealth Wednesday, and I'm super excited about that, that we just started here for this year, 2018, to give your companies and your business owners the wealth information that you can utilize today to maximize the moment. And making sure that you have the information at hand, and I hope you guys are taking copious notes, pen and pad, whatever you have, even just going back over this show, you can start learning about how to do the certain things that we break down for you in simple steps. And it takes that, ladies and gentlemen, today in order for you to grow properly. Now, if you've been planted in whatever industry you said you want to be a part of, then my suggestion to you, you have to water it and you have to let it grow. But proper growth brings success. Improper growth, which, of course, you know what that means, that doesn't bring you the success that you're looking for. And your website is part of that, again, as a marketing tool. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have a good website or you don't have a website as of yet, contact us. Let us help you put it together properly. And again, you want to make sure that it's an interactive site, whether it's a product or service or both, or if you just want to share information, or you're just getting started on a new project or a new product or service that you just want to see how well it does in the marketplace, then you want what is called a landing page website, which is just a one-pager. That's to test the market, to test the information out there, to see that how well it does by, again, being interactive, meaning that they can schedule an appointment, they can order, they can click and place their request with you from your site. And then that way you get the information direct via email, via your phone, or whatever, where you can get access to instant ordering. So you want to make sure you have that. But let me share this with you. Smart businesses today know that promoting your company isn't about letting just anyone through the door. It's about attracting the right people who can benefit most from what your company has to offer. Think of it this way, ladies and gentlemen. If thousands of people enter your company's website and only a handful of them turn into profitable clients, your online marketing efforts might be due for an update. And what I mean by an update, when you have that much traffic and you're getting little response to that, that means something is not there for them to do instantaneous or immediate action. You want to get immediate action when it comes to your website. So leading the right people to your business can be a little tricky if you're not knowing what you're doing. But a well-planned marketing strategy, which I keep sharing this with all small businesses and entrepreneurs, can see you pulling in the right target market in no time. What age demographics do you have between the ages of 18 or 40, 18 to 50, whatever your age demographics? And then what would this product or service benefit? Who would it benefit? You see. So you want to make sure that with a clever mix of some key marketing tools, you can generate the best leads for your business and ultimately turn would-be browsers into bona fide buyers. So your goal is to turn browsers to buyers. And here's what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen. This is all about knowing the ins and outs and the in-betweens for turning your website into a lead generating machine. You must understand your site, what it's there for. It's up 24/7. It doesn't shut down unless you shut it down. And you have instant access to the world, globally, internationally, of course, and then you have locally, within the states, within your city. No matter what city and state you're in, ladies and gentlemen, across this country, here at GTE Professional Radio, we're here to assist you to make sure that you make the right decision moving forward. Starting 2018, now that we're in the new year, we want to put our best foot forward so that way we can do the best that we can to grow. Again, utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people. So we're going to talk about the ins and outs, basically, of what that means for your website. Now, inside your website, basically you want to leverage your leads from within the site, meaning that, notice we have mailing lists. That mailing list that you see on most websites, is that purpose is to basically do that. Those are the leads that you have within your website. If guests or customers or your customers are filling that out, that is what you're going to do, your mailing list. So that way you can submit to them any promotions, any new products, or information on the products that they may have inquiries about. And then if you have information to share with them, then you would submit that to them via email. Again, it's a win-win, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to use the win-lose. What's important now is basically generating leads, building up your brand, and making sure that you have what it takes to continue, meaning that somebody has to be ready and willing to submit and send information when the inquiry comes in. So the first step towards targeting your audience online is to create a great-looking website that gives new and prospective clients an idea of what your site has to offer. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen a lot of websites, and I share this with you, and I say this again, you don't want to be like everybody else. You want to be unique in the marketplace, something different, but something fresh, something new, something that's going to attract the right crowd that you're trying to reach, your target market. But naturally, you want to take the time to create written and visual content that represents your brand, but an equally important aspect that you cannot forget about, ladies and gentlemen, is great customer service. And I keep saying that all the time. If you give great customer service or give your people the great experience, which is greet, relate, educate, ask, and think, and thank them, you're going to be on a winning side all the time, where people will come to you over and over. You want to generate repeat business on a regular basis. But ease your prospective clients' worries and gain their trust by making it clear that you're here to help is always within your arm's reach. So if they know that they can reach out and you can help them right away, then they'll be your first people. You'll be the first person they'll go to before they're any of your competitors. A good first place to start is to make sure your customer service information is easy to find. After all, ladies and gentlemen, if your clients can't get in touch with you to ask pressing questions, they won't be able to move forward and complete a sale on your site. Consider listing important company information like your phone number or a link to an email box within your header or footer of your page to ensure that it's always easy to find. Also, ladies and gentlemen, take the time to create a killer contact page, or I always say that, within all of your bells and whistles to make getting in touch with your biz, which is a breeze, of course, consider adding handy features like a contact form to let prospective clients know that you're ready, available, if ever they need to talk to you. And so when you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, you have your header, the body, and the footer of your website. What does the header look like? What does the body of your site look like with your content, if you have images, video, or anything like that? And then what's your footer?
looking like, where it's easy with the contact information and so forth. And then what does your social media apps look like on the site? So that way, if you're part of any social media, such as Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, you want to put that there as well. And if you're sharing, and if you have a blog, which is another important part, where you're sharing content information, like a newsletter, about your company or business or products and services that you're providing and giving them tips and tools to help them, then you want to always promote that as well first. And I share this with everybody who do believe in blogging. So you want to make sure that you have all of that in hand. But also keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that even though a client may have made contact with your business, they may not necessarily be ready to take the plunge and commit to buying into what you're having to offer. But make sure, ladies and gentlemen, not to lose any interested prospects by including an email sign-up form in an easy-to-identify spot on your page, which is mostly in the body of the page, ladies and gentlemen. Emails are a great way to keep in touch with existing and potential clients by sending them a gentle reminder about how great your business is, what promotions you're running, and you can continue to give them a little bit details of new promotions coming up down the road. So if you do have a product business and you do have a service business, then you want to promote this on a regular weekly basis. Promotions are being ran mostly in corporate America and businesses today, especially in retail or even social services or social industry. You want to make sure in the service industry, you want to make sure that you have a weekly promotion running in your company like clockwork. If you don't do this, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to miss out on great opportunities that you can generate on a regular basis. What kind of campaigns or promotional campaigns are you running each week? Remember the 5 P's of marketing I share on a regular basis? It's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. Key word is promotion. A company that promotes well earns well. A company that does great promotions generate the biggest crowds. And again, people are going to attract winning companies or successful companies, business, brands. You want to be a part of that in your community where you are. Yes, you can. You can do it. Because, again, this is an opportunity like never before. That's inside your website. Now, let's look out the outside of your website, attracting the right crowd. When your target market is looking for a solution that you have to offer, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure that they can find your business information with ease. I said that before. One of the more clever ways to do this is to work on your organic reach. Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, your business looks like it was simple enough but easy enough for them to get in touch with you at the palm of their hands, because you notice mobile phones are now mobile computers where they can basically pull up your information. And if your website is not on the mobile level, shame on you for being that far behind. Because now you can pull up information, content information, or website information on a phone, tablet, laptop computer, desktop computer. There should be no rhyme or reason today you don't have a mobile app or site where your people can pull it up. So that's what you want to do. So make sure that you have all that you need to keep growing, to keep building, and to keep putting out there the content on a regular weekly basis. So when you want to do that, your SEO, basically search engine optimizations, your keywords and AdWords that you have to your website will basically get people to search through the search engines, whether you're on Google, Bing, Yahoo, any one of those. You want to make sure that you have killer SEO
content. Whatever your tagline is and whatever you're searching for, they can basically find you on that level. But your target market, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a good grasp of your audience base, consider tailoring your marketing efforts by targeting the segment of your audience that you think will generate the most leads. Both Google AdWords and Facebook advertising let you pinpoint your marketing targets by key demographics components like location settings by the way of the pay-per-click ads. But I did Facebook before, and I said this, it does work. $10, $7, or however many, $15. If you want to spend on that, I guarantee you, you reach more people, anywhere between 2,500 to 10,000 people. So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, within that target market, based on the range that you select and set, what gives you the opportunity to put together a great marketing campaign online. Your online marketing campaign has to match your basically offline marketing campaign. If you have a brick-and-mortar location as well, you want to put together that on a similar note, meaning that it's consistent. You're not doing anything different than what you do online or offline to generate the revenue or to generate your reach for your target market. So let's go with your in-betweens, keep it in touch. Like we mentioned in the first section, ladies and gentlemen, of what we've been talking about here so far, email marketing is an effective way to reach out to existing clients and promising leads. Basically, you can continue this and do this on a regular, consistent basis, but you have to be consistent to do it. But not only do email offers a gentle reminder that your business is around, but given that 90% of the people check their emails daily, it's a great place to get your target market where they visit often. Again, traffic. Where is the traffic at today? Emails. People check emails. 90% of the people check emails. What else do they do? Location, malls. You have offline marketing materials that you can submit and share. Starbucks is a great opportunity there. They have a neighborhood board where you can promote and push your information there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not putting your information out there, how in the world are they going to find you? How in the world are they going to know you even exist, that you even have a website, that you're even actually doing anything? All about community. And the more you do this, the stronger you do this, the better you are. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you're doing everything possible at your fingertips to grow your business, your brand, and your network. If you do this regularly, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have any problems building, growing, and being successful in 2018. And I just want to share this because I'm super excited about it, that with that, you have given your all in putting together a simplified powerhouse marketing campaign that continues to grow on a regular basis. That's why marketing companies make a lot of money. Anybody asks you what's the best profession to be in? Marketing. I can say that by none over and over again. Over any profession today, marketing. Why it? Well, because marketing does a lot to promote, to interact, to be a part of the community, the feel of the people. What gets them, what drives them, what motivates them, what keeps them coming back? Marketing. The highest paid profession, one of the greatest professions to be in. Acting is good, yes. Being a doctor, lawyer, and all that is nice. In the oil and gas industry, yeah, that's nice. But marketing, let's talk about that. Because without marketing, nobody knows nothing. You see the point. That's the lifeline, ladies and gentlemen, of anything we do today, marketing. Why people charge what they charge to market. Why do you think movies make all that money? All, and the marketing companies that promote the movies for these companies in Hollywood make all this money? Marketing. Millions and billions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, go into this industry. trillions now. So with that being said, marketing. How do we market? How well we market? And it's something simple as posting information, sharing information, giving information to your target market, to your people, within your community where you do business, is like clockwork. Simple. You should not miss out on that regularly, daily. So I'm just sharing this thought with you to kind of consider that to be part of 2018's drive. I'm going to be the marketing. My company will market to be the best marketing that I can do over any other competitor, over any other industry, or any other business that's like me. That's always been my focus and my goal, is to be the best in my industry as far as web design, marketing, and this radio show. And the radio show was just an added bonus to it because now I get to share information to millions of people across the country and across the globe because we're global. So with that being said, this is one of the easiest ways to grow, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to miss out. Keep the faith, keep the focus, following one course until successful, and keep driving your business. Marketing tools. Websites are a tool. Everything you do, ladies and gentlemen, as a wise master builder, you got to know how to build successfully. Whether you're building a house, a business, or a brand, you got to know how you want it built and what others will be looking at while you're building. It's interesting to me that a lot of people don't see that. But if you're building something, people are going to come. Build it and they will come. People want to be amazed and watch the things coming up. So let's keep that in mind. So until then, next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a great show again on Wealth Wednesdays. Thank you for tuning in for this Wealth Wednesday. I'm Ed Peterson at GTE Professional Network Radio, and I thank you all. And until then, keep building the dream and keep the faith.